I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Every week there's a new talking point highlighted by the Democrat Party. Every once in a while, these talking points come around again and again. One such talking point that's a regular on the Democrat circuit is the issue of the minimum wage. Democrats and others in the left-wing Amen Corner have been touting a $15 an hour wage for some time. While it's been pointed out that businesses would reduce the number of employees if the minimum wage was increased to $15 an hour, Democrats have denied this would automatically happen, and when it did happen, it would be few and far in between. Now, Democrats also pointed out that those who did get the raise of $15 an hour would certainly be benefiting from the increase and that somehow this would help the overall economy. All of this is well and good until it hits your own door. Enter Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders' campaign workers have clamored for a raise to, you guessed it, $15 an hour. Some have claimed hypocrisy in the part of the campaign, given that Sanders himself has called for the $15 an hour minimum wage. His campaign has now responded that they will be cutting staffers' hours in order to increase their minimum wage. This has led to national mockery, given Sanders' past refusal to admit that the wage increase would only lead to less work and more unemployment. Field staffers were upset that while Sanders championed a $15 an hour minimum wage on the campaign trail, his own employees made poverty wages. Sanders' response was that he was bothered that news of the internal strife spilled into the media. Sanders is quoted as saying, quote, "It does bother me that people are going outside of the process and going to the media. That is really not acceptable," end of quote. So the senator is more concerned about the negative publicity his hypocrisy has attracted than the difficulties his staffers are experiencing due to their lower minimum wage. This point of view from the socialist who owns three houses. A quick look at minimum wage increases as they affected Seattle, Washington. A study found more than half of Seattle childcare businesses were affected by increased labor costs as the policy increased to $13 per hour, and that the majority will be impacted as the policy increases to $15 per hour between 2019 and 2021. When Restaurants Unlimited, which owns 35 upscale restaurants located primarily on the West Coast, including seven in Seattle, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, they said, quote, "Over the last 3 years, the company's profitability has been significantly impacted by progressive wage laws along the Pacific Coast. The result was to increase the company's annual wage expenses by an aggregate of $10.6 million, end of quote. What Restaurants Unlimited and other restaurants have found is that they can't pass along the full impact of labor cost increases to customers through their prices. Seattle has been at the forefront of a nationwide push by Democrats and their elected officials to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour for all workers. Jacob Victor, a professor of public policy at the University of Washington, said, quote, "Most people will tell you there's a level of minimum wage that is too high. There is a sense that as you raise it too high, then you get to a point where employers will really start cutting back," end of quote. Texas Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw joined in on the criticism of Sanders' predicament with the following, quote, "So does this fall under the category of hypocrisy, irony, or poetic justice? All three? Can't make this stuff up," end of quote. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.